Hello, friends and family, our family, our MBH fam. Welcome to another episode of Make Believe Heroes. I'm going to let you get right to it. Just want to give a quick heads up first. Today, as I'm recording this, is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. On the 6th of May, which is the day this episode will be released, I will actually be in the hospital with my wife, where we will be having our fourth child. My son, my second son, Timothy Clark, will be born on May the 6th, Lord willing. So because of that, I'll be in the hospital half the week next week, and I've actually been out of town all this week. So because of that, there won't be a new episode released 1 week from today. So you will have to wait a little bit for episode 24. I know that that's not what you wanted to hear. I'm sorry about that. We're not going on like an extended break or anything. Lord willing, and nothing crazy happens, we will not be having any more extended breaks beyond maybe an episode where we have, or a week where we have to miss an episode occasionally. But I just want to let you know that there will be no episode next week, but there should be one the week following. So when you wake up to check your feed in 1 week and you say, well, where's the episode? Just remember, Paul and his wife just had their new baby. So we'll be taking a couple days there. And Lord willing, the next week we'll be back to our regularly scheduled episode. But for now, let's get on with episode 23, The Fall. Go.
This is a podcast where we reenact The Lion King.
Pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for that from Alan. I was waiting. I almost said it. I was like, Alan's going to do it.
He going to do it.
Why are you going so slow, Mufasa?
And if he falls in love tonight. Wow. Oh,
get out, Zach.
That was definitely a Simba.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Believe Heroes, an actual play, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons adventure for everyone. I'm your Dungeon Master, I'm your friend, and or maybe I'm your worst enemy, I don't know.
Probably now.
Yeah.
You're my nephew-in-law.
Tonight, we're going to get back to some stuff. I don't know if you remember, but things ended on a pretty dark note last time, so we'll have to see what happens tonight. But first, let me just welcome some friends of mine who are here to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy, and I play Blaze Blightwood.
I'm Jeffrey, and I play Super Smash Brothers.
I knew it.
You're fired. Who do you play?
I play Sir Vance Oftewall and Joseph, your mother.
Joseph, your mama. Your mama.
I'm Alan, and I play Jim and maybe Brackle. I don't know.
Man, Brackle's in rough shape right now.
I mean, Sir Vance is too.
Hey, I'm Felicia, and I play Professor Margaret Cavendish, known as Meg.
Megalicious.
Whoa.
My name is Zach, and I play Chris.
Chris keeps rocks and socks.
I'm Caleb, and I play Kellen.
Kellen.
All right. Let's take care of some things up front really quickly, because I know that we all want to get to it.
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
Couple things I need to do first, which is read some 5-star reviews. I'll take care of these just for the sake of time today.
Review.
This first one comes from Simja.
Simja.
Simba?
It's kind of ironic.
Simba.
Simba. This is from Ireland.
Simja.
And
I cannot and will not try to do a good Irish accent out of respect for Simja. But this review is titled Soul with like 15 exclamation points. There's actually like some other stuff thrown in there. The reviewer says this. Soul is the best.
Huh.
S-O-U-L.
Soul.
Soul.
Yes.
Soul.
Soul. Soul is the best.
Soul is
He's the best character in this whole entire thing.
Simja.
I think that's Scottish.
That's it. I can do Scottish, but Irish, I can't. I fail. And I don't want to offend our amazing Irish fan, Simja. Thank you for the review. I'm glad you think Saul's the best, or I think you're talking about Saul. I disagree. he's good. I love Saul. The next review comes from Rover Bro 5.
This is from
in October of last year, and it's entitled Absolutely Incredible.
Meow.
5 stars. 10 out of 10 podcast I would recommend for anyone, even if they don't play D&D. Paul's a great DM, and the story is clear, realistic, funny, and has humor and tension in all the right places. 5 star all day, every day. Keep it up.
Whoa!
Rover Bro is a real bro. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
And we thank you for that 5-star review.
Bro.
It's what keeps us going.
The bros.
What keeps us going. Lastly, then we're going to get to it. Shout out. If you go to patreon.com/makebelieveheroes, you will find some information about our podcast. We have some cool stuff on there. We do bonus episodes. We do Q&As. We do different stuff. We do a Discord for even just $1 a month. You can get in on that. And if you do, we'll give you a shout-out live on the show. And this week, our shout-out goes to Simon Coulter.
Woo! What's up, Simon?
Simone.
Hey, boy.
Somebody needs to play it
through their nose.
Simba.
Simba. Simon and Simja. Simon.
Wow.
All right. Well, you know.
It's almost.
Hey,
King,
Simon,
King
thank you so much for your support.
Thank you so much.
It means the world to us, as do you.
You're amazing.
I rolled a 3 last time.
Yeah, see what you could do.
Things did not go great for you all. So maybe y'all should hope for a high number this time. And that is a 6.
Yeah, boy.
Holy cow.
So with a 6, quickly, let's talk about what happened last time. On Make Believe Heroes.
Well.
It wasn't good.
Last time,
things
went poorly. The strange woman with the markings all over her body revealed that she was some agent of darkness. Addressing the room, she said that death was already here and the darkness follows.
I was born in the darkness.
She, working alongside the shadow dragon that had manifested from the shadow darkness that came out of the others inside the room, they made quick work of our party. I mean, doing just slashing through them. Brackle was fully possessed with some evil, and while our adventurers fought valiantly, things were not seeming to go in their favor. Blow upon blow, spell upon spell, slash upon slash, and things were looking bleak. And that is when Blaze, using his radiant greatsword, removed the head off of the witch woman. But the shadow would not give up that easily. As it crawled back up her body, reattached itself, and began to pour out with the shadowy black inky substance. And it was at that moment that the ceiling exploded, and come bursting into the room was what would appear to have been their salvation. One of the Dracon Kelly come to stand alongside them, Vinrea the Sly, immediately crashing into the inky black shadowy dragon. She tore at it with claw and tooth, rolling across the room. But just then, everything slowed to a stop. And stepping out of the air with a staticky, crackling light came the Shade. He walked calmly forward through the air as you all stood unable to move until he reached Vinrea. And then, growing in size and fury, he plunged 5 clawed fingers into her eyeball, declaring, "I remember everything." And then, with a turn, the two disappeared.
Explain.
I'm assuming you all watched that happen, right?
Yeah.
Blaze saw it.
The last thing that happened, Blaze, was you locked the head off of this witch, but her head crawled back on.
I'm gonna keep welling on her.
And now her skin, everything is covered in that shadowy blackness.
Good. All the better for slicing with my radiant sword.
Roll it.
All right, we're going right back into combat, man.
Sword.
Right back.
For now.
Oh, that's a miss. That's a 9 total?
That is a miss.
Third attack. There we go. There's an 18 total.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll me some damage.
Do it.
That's a total of 17.
Bruh.
You slash your sword toward her, And when you do, her body actually comes apart, like opens up.
What?
And the sword slashes through air with the miss.
Oh, no.
It's like it dodges around your sword. Just separates.
What?
But then you quickly recover and come slashing back the other way, and you're too quick for her, and you slash across her for 17 damage.
That feels better.
She screams in your face. Tendrils of blackness come out flying towards you, not attacking you, just like screaming in your face.
That's good. You have no chance defeating me. And I'm going to and use my second wind.
Oh, okay. Use that second wind. Use it, boy. You need it.
Getting 15 heals.
Yeah, plus 11 is pretty good, so that's good.
Yeah. I'm still below half.
15 hit points come flowing back into you as you regain your second wind.
Yeah.
Brackle needs to roll me a death saving throw.
It's a 7.
No!
Ooh.
Alan, Brackle is currently sitting at 2 death saves and 2 death failures.
Would an M&M help?
Yes.
Not in this case.
He got 2 because he got hit with...
Sensu bean.
Debris or...
He got 1 from getting hit with debris, and he just failed 1. So now he has 2.
Like, somebody threw cheese at me?
I knew that was coming.
Shut up, Alan. Shut up, Alan.
Okay.
So if somebody has a healing word or a cure wounds or a potion or, you know, just some...
Gobbledygook?
What's that thing called where you stabilize somebody?
Yeah. Stabilizing.
Stabilize.
Yeah, like it's just an action. Mm-hmm. Anybody has any of that, I would be happy.
Or like a spare the dying.
Yeah, that would be great if I wasn't, you know, 10 rounds away from getting
you are
the
a long code. Way away, yeah. I must say.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I don't get hit again, or as long as I don't have to roll again and fail.
I should also tell you, you are on your feet.
Brackle just died.
Oh, no. Brackle's body is on its feet, and he is unconscious. His eyes are rolled back in his head, but you can see part of his face. But the thing's just kind of like tendrily and fangy going crazy out here. Vance, roll me a history check real quick. Let's just see if you get any memories.
16.
Okay.
Not bad.
You are reminded in a weird way of those forsaken beasts you fought in the hills.
From what?
The forsaken beasts that he fought and you guys fought in the hills. He's reminded of that in a way. Okay. Which makes sense.
What about him?
It's reminded them seeing Brackle, like what's happening to Brackle and the way these things are acting. It reminds you of that, which makes sense because, you know, similar origins. So the dragon flops over. It's riding itself. You see it like shaking and you can see some gashes and marks where Venrea clawed it and bit it. It seemed like she did a little bit of damage in the short time she was there. But it quickly regains itself up on its... Now it's on its feet down there, as you guys can see. It's over here down by, like, Guy and Jim. Kind of, like, right here-ish. You hear a low rumbling, like, purr in its chest. I need dexterity saving throws.
Stop making me do saves.
From who?
It's not you, please. Kellen, Chris, Guy, Jim, Linnaeus.
16 for Jim.
I am outside the 30-foot
range. What is happening to us?
It's a cone. Blast.
Is it a magical effect?
I wouldn't consider... Is a dragon's fire breath a magical effect?
I don't know.
It's not magical.
Okay. Now I got 7.
It's a 7.
So I'm going to give Guy Flash of Genius. Whoa. Just a +3.
Okay. We'll see what he gets.
Yeah.
I'm going to use inspiration on Linnaeus to roll again.
Okay. All right.
Wow. It's a 12.
Guy rolled a 13. So it's a +3?
Yeah.
Wow. That's hilarious. He needs a 16. What are the odds? You guys in trouble. Y'all are not going to believe what's about to happen.
Is Guy dead again?
So Guy saves.
I got myself 9 + 4, so 13.
Everybody except Guy failed. What about Jamiliel?
16.
That is a success.
Hey.
Woo.
So.
Look at you all go.
It's not fun.
Why would you do this? Why would you do that? Like, you should have done so many things.
9, 10. We'll go ahead and roll this, and then I'm going to see if Guy could do anything to help himself a little bit. It's a 26.
That's not bad. It's
Okay, 26 necrotic damage as black shadowy flame comes pouring out of this thing's mouth toward all of you.
That was my last flash of pain, by the way.
26. Guy saves. Guy takes 13 damage. Guy has one hit point remaining.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, no.
He had 14 hit points.
You guys remember that time we killed Guy twice?
Gosh, guys. And I need all of you who just failed to make another saving throw. This one is Wisdom 16.
As long as it's not me.
Wisdom 16.
Finally.
All right, Kellen, you are not afraid of this dragon.
Is this magic or?
It's not. It's a frightful presence.
Cool.
Well,
oh my gosh, it's a 13.
Linnaeus Starkstorm had 26 hit points, so.
Is he down?
He's down.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do something with that in just a second. Give me a second. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm going to throw my 23 temporary hit points, the shield, in front of Linnaeus.
Can you do that?
Yeah, with the level Abjuration Wizard I am, I can move it to other people.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm going to take that off, and then I will take the rest of the damage myself.
So Linnaeus takes no damage?
23. It'll take 23 away.
So he takes three
Okay,
damage.
So Linnaeus takes 3 damage.
I'll take 3.
Look at that. What a bro.
Thanks, bro.
And Guy's just over here like...
the one guy you probably can't trust.
So you're both frightened of the dragon, which means you can't approach him. You are you have disadvantage if he's in your line of sight. On attack rolls. Also, Linnaeus, I need a. Do you have? Is that one spell you did? The storm. Is it concentration?
It is.
Give me a concentration save.
A concentration save.
You only took 3 damage, so that would be. You have to beat an 11 with Constitution.
Constitution.
Constitution, 11 is the DC.
16.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. All right. That's the end of the dragon's turn.
Good.
Lois, or whatever she is now. She is like gyrating and this black stuff all over, like moving and bubbling over. There are like spikes shooting out of it and different things. And it settles after a moment. And as it does, she's kind of staying there again, like she's got regained her composure. And she's now all of her skin is that inky black. You can still see those like carvings and stuff on her arms and her legs and everything, but it's all black. And she opens her eyes, also solid black. And Blaze.
Yeah, baby. I want nothing more than to send you to Prevalian for judgment.
Blaze, Blaze, Blaze. She makes a noise, like a devil noise. And that's all that comes out of her. She casts a spell on you.
You're also going to take Moonbeam damage.
Oh, yeah. She's in Moonbeam.
Oh, yeah. She needs to do a... wait, I need a... You took damage, didn't you?
I did.
Did you take 26?
I did.
Constitution saving throw.
Concentrate, Kellen!
Yikes.
Is that a natural one? Unfortunately, your moonbeam disappears.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
That would have been nice. She is going to cast another lightning bolt.
What?
This will be her second of those, and she's going to cast it toward Blaze. And going in that direction, well, I think that's... Well, she's gonna shift. She's going to slide just a little bit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shifting.
And she is going to blast it down toward Blaze and Linnaeus.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to counterspell.
Okay.
Whenever this happens.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
You counterspell, you will cancel it out immediately. It's a level 3 spell. So,
cool.
You see the lightning crackling. Oh, is there a range? What's the range on that? Just make sure it's in range.
It's like 60 feet.
Okay, I think you're fine then.
Yeah, I'm like 35 or 40.
Yeah, you should be good. So you can cancel it out. It sizzles out. She doesn't like that. And so as a legendary action, she's going to cast, or actually she doesn't so much, but it's actually kind of like the inky black stuff under her feet, like bubbles and boils and something... Like, stabs up and sticks you in the back of the leg, Chris.
Huh?
You're stunned. You have less than 150 hit points?
Yeah.
You're stunned. You're incapacitated. You can't move. You automatically fail strength and dex saves. Attack rolls against you have advantage. Also, you need to look up incapacitated. I think it means melee attacks against you or crits. You make a constitution save at the end of each of your turns, and it will end when you succeed on one.
Okay.
We're all gonna die.
Cool. I don't like it.
When it stabs you in the leg, you hear a word, like a sound in your mind, and it's like a language you've never heard, and you become stunned. I'm sorry. I love you.
It's all good.
But I'm sorry. And that is going to be the end of her turn, and now it's Meg's turn.
Okay.
Worth it.
This is what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
Can I, like, jump over that table, or will I have to, like, do some acrobatic stuff? If so, I'm running around it.
What are you talking about? The table?
Yep.
The table's probably not even there anymore.
Okay.
All the...
So I'm gonna
have the ceilings on the ground now.
I'm gonna just run up to Brackle,
mm-hmm,
and just I have the sonic screwdriver. I'm just gonna call it that.
You can call it that. We won't tell.
So I'm gonna have the sonic screwdriver in my hand, mm-hmm, and I'm going, as I'm running, I kind of reach into my gown sleeve,
uh-huh,
and pull out this, like, I don't know, it looks like a lotion, I guess you could say, I don't know, but like rub my hands around it, and I.
Okay.
Run up and I put my hands on Brackle's face.
Called a balm, maybe.
And I'm like cupping his face and, mm-hmm, I say, come on, Brackle, we need you. Don't give up. And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on him.
Cure Wounds. What level?
Level 3.
Cure his wounds.
Get it.
Cure Wounds level 3. So go ahead and roll that.
3d8 plus 3.
13. 13 hit points come flying back into Brackle.
Brackle says, thank you. I love you.
Okay, so a couple things are going to happen. One, 13 hit points. Brackle, you're alive. Brackle, you take a deep, like a lunging breath, like coming up for air. Two spiked tentacles fly up out of his back and stab at you, Meg.
Don't do it.
Oh, neither one of them is very good. What's your armor class?
I think it's an 18.
Oh, well, they're both going to miss. Or they both bounce off your armor. So that was very poor rolls. So you don't take any damage. But now the thing seems more agitated, and it's, like, going crazy. Alan?
Me?
Brackle is aware now of what's going on and is battling for control. So you can speak freely.
I don't have any, like, bonus actions I could do, right? Just the ones we had earlier, because mine.
You can make your weapon shine radiant light in 30-foot radius.
Do that, crap. Do that.
Ooh, yeah.
Sonic screwdriver his face.
Yeah, so, like... I'm holding on to his face, and I have it's kind of like this, like, mm-hmm, I'm holding it in my hand while, mm-hmm, I'm holding his face. And then I just, like, point it toward his chest.
Okay.
And the radiant light comes out from it.
Make me a constitution saving throw, or, well, no, this will be wisdom. Wisdom saving throw, Brackle, with advantage.
With advantage?
With advantage.
Plus, you have a plus 2.
Ah. Looks like it's a plus 3, so that's 16, and then plus 2 is 18.
18 is a success.
Hey.
The darkness recedes a bit more, Brackle. It's still on your arms and on some of your legs, but you have control of your own faculties this round.
How many of my legs?
The both of the legs. Okay.
Is it my turn?
It's
or
not.
Is that over?
It's not your turn.
No.
What it is the woman. She starts creaking and shrieking and twisting again, and she actually, she melts.
She would.
Blaze, right in front of you, she just melts into the blackness, and she rises up like a shadow behind the single soldier that is left standing down there. And she pulls from inside her chest a black stone about, I don't know, about as wide as a head. About as tall. And if any of you look, you see it's imprinted on the front with a symbol. Vance, you would recognize it.
I teleport and take it out of her hands immediately.
Oh my gosh.
As the symbol of the Forsaken Circle, not just the swirl, but the whole map of the hills.
Oh no.
And she reaches over and places onto his face, and when she does, he lets out a roar. And Chris... Man, you recognize a very similar thing, because he starts growing and swelling up like a Hulk.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna die.
And he lets out a bestial roar, pounding the ground, and he leaps like King Kong toward you guys.
It's on like King Kong.
I mean, you didn't really have to do that, right?
He's a big old boy. And he just lands right here in the middle between your arms.
Boom. Oh, my God.
I mean, you didn't really have to, right?
Wow.
You're right. I know. But I did, so.
And, guys, right there.
We are not going to survive.
As he lands with his deadly leap And I need dexterity saving throws? No, strength or dexterity saving throws from Chris and Killen.
I fail.
You fail?
Because I'm stunned.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I failed dex or strength, so it doesn't matter.
Did you check on what it meant to be incapacitated to?
I can't take actions or reactions.
Wow.
You said a dex or strength?
This is going to be fun.
Whichever one's better, you can choose.
Okay. I got a 16.
Yeah, 16. So, Chris, you're knocked prone. I mean, big whoop. Everything else is going on, right? Why not that? And, Chris, you are... I'm going to roll this damage. Okay, that's 17 bludgeoning damage. Killen, you take half of that. And 12 slashing damage. Killen, you take half of that. So, Killen, you take...
I'm down.
14 total. Chris is down. Chris, the moment that you feel consciousness slip away from you, I need you to make me a saving throw. It's a constitution saving throw.
Is this a death save?
No.
This is worse.
It's a 10.
Shadow comes up out of the floor, stabs into your back, Chris. Your eyes roll black. And you stand on your feet. Unconscious.
This is cheating.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
But you're being puppeteered.
There are no strings on me.
Guy sees this happen. No! Not again. He's going to cast a healing word on Chris.
Chris.
He is going to cast it at the highest level he can, which would be level 4?
4.
That is his only level 4 slot, but he's going to use it for you, Chris. And he is also going to use his sorcery points to twin this spell.
Hey, boy.
You and he both, because he needs it, because he is barely hanging on. He is just holding up an arm, a shaking wand towards you. Both Chris and Guy regain 15 hit points. Chris.
Yay.
You take a choking breath, and the black ink comes pouring out of you again, and you fall down on your knees, but you shake it. And you're no longer stunned or restrained.
Yay.
Or anything. But you
awesome.
Are healed. 15 points.
Dude, you needed that, bro.
Amazing.
You're welcome.
Guys, we gotta kill her as fast as possible.
I regret saving Linnaeus now. Should just let him die.
No, we didn't want to fight him either.
But now you know the stakes. You know, they're medium rare. And that's a bonus action for Guy. He is going to use his action.
Hey!
He's going to cast a firebolt in honor of his boy at the dragon.
Do it. Pew, dare you.
27 to hit.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Bruh.
Dang.
Son.
Oh, and he rolled well, too. Yeah, 17 fire damage.
Son.
Guy Clark.
Guy's a boss. That's the end of Guy's turn. Wait. Let me see. Where is Guy?
Wait. He's right under the dragon's butt.
Oh, yeah. The dragon's still here. He can't go anywhere, unfortunately. Jim, a little cart.
Jim.
That's me.
Are you still a gibbering beast?
Jim, you're right there, Jim.
What do I do?
Something good.
What do you do, Jim?
I'm all out of spell slots.
No, you're not.
And you know...
No, you're not. You're not out of spell slots.
But I used all three of them.
You have all your spell slots back.
Hey!
What?
That's cool.
How did that happen?
Your eyes are glowing orange. And you think, you know what would be not? You know what would be handy right now?
Antelope.
Spell slots.
Some flipping wings.
Oh, bro. Right.
Hey!
So why don't you just pop out some giant eagle wings, you know?
Let's do it.
All your spell slots are back, baby.
Yeah, them is.
Yeah, boy.
Spells are back.
You feel a warmth.
The spells are back in town.
On your chest, and you know what's up.
Oh, yeah.
What's he do?
So I fly.
Okay.
Go pick up the dragon and throw it.
I'm close to the shadow of Dimvarga. Is that right?
You are.
Dimvarga.
So I am going to cast Shadow Blade.
Okay.
So I'll weave together threads of shadow to create a sort of solidified gloom.
Right.
So that's a bonus action.
Do it.
And then I'm going to do a swooping... You know, I want to swoop down with my sword.
A swooping swap.
And do like one of those anime things where I just kind of like zip by really fast and you see a zing.
It's like he flies by and then you see him sheathing his sword.
Yeah, exactly.
His shadow sword.
Roll it.
That's a dirty 20.
That is enough. You hit it.
So that's 48.
There's also like a gorilla behind you too. So.
Yeah, bulging. The armor's King just burst Shang. Out, and like it's actually kind of carved into his flesh in different places. He's covered in like a thick, rocky type skin all over his body, and he's got that stone mask on.
20.
20 what kind of damage?
Psychic.
Oh, baby. Good, 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 good. 20 psychic damage. It lets out a cry as you slash across it. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, Kellen.
Kill the woman.
Whoa. I am going to use a bonus action.
Okay.
To summon Flame Blade.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
And I probably cannot get around the hulking mass that's in front of me without it smacking my booty.
That's probably true.
All right.
That's true, yeah. You're
okay.
Yeah. It's like standing on top of you, basically.
I'm going to give that thing a whack.
Okay, whack him.
Whack.
Give him one.
Whack them all.
Roll it.
Oh, okay. 14 plus 8, so...
Okay, that's a hit.
Sick. So 9 in total.
9 damage. Fire damage, you said?
Yes, the fire damage.
Okay.
Light it up.
Then let me hit that thing again.
Yeah.
Light up, 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 it's on fire.
20. 30, 20.
That's a hit.
You did it.
Get some damage, Kellen.
3d6. 12.
12 fire damage as you slash across the sky. He lets out a...
Good 21, that roll.
Hey, what's good?
Yeah, boy. Savants off to wall.
I am confusion.
What are your confusion?
The woman's head was cut off and she grew back together, right?
Yeah.
And she teleported away.
Yeah.
She grew back together and then teleported away, right?
She did.
Yep. She's standing down here. And she made this big hunk of junk out of the soldier that was down here. Using the symbol from the hills.
It's true.
Yeah.
She needs to die.
I don't know if she can. I'm going to, I guess, use this turn to use a bonus action to put a hex on King Kong.
Okay. King Kong's hexed. And what ability?
Let's say dexterity.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my lay on hands pull.
Okay.
And I'm going to take 20 of them.
20 hit points?
Yeah, 20.
Okay.
And give it to myself.
Do you move or anything?
And then I will... move towards guy.
Okay. It's Linnaeus' turn. Joseph, it's his turn.
Oh, it is it?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph.
Well, I'll tell you what Linnaeus is going to do.
What's that? Can he move that storm?
I don't think he can, but the lightning can go out 60 feet.
Yeah.
From it?
Yeah.
Would that reach the Hulk man?
I would say yes.
So then as a bonus action... He's going to do that.
Okay. Roll it.
Ooh, that was almost a natural 20.
It's a 13 instead. 13's a miss, unfortunately.
Stop it.
Then I moved over here, and I'm going to shoot a lightning bolt between, well, through him towards woman.
Nuke him.
Oh, okay, okay. Do it.
Just like Duke.
They have to make a deck safe.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to roll for both of them. You ready?
Yep.
Whoops, whoa, no, I don't want to do that. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
First is going to be him, Dex. You roll pretty well. It's a 20. She's going to roll, and she got a 16.
He has a 19, so.
Okay, so she fails and he succeeds. So he'll take half.
28.
Okay, so he takes 14, and she takes 28 lightning damage, baby. Ooh, baby. That was nice. I like it.
I like it.
So at the end of Joseph's turn?
He moved probably, what? 10 feet there.
Something like that, yeah.
So he's going to move a little bit this way, farther away from them.
Okay.
And that's it for him.
All right, now, Chris, it's going to be your turn.
You're engaged by a Hulk monster.
Use the rocks in your socks.
Beat him to death with them. Beat him in the head.
The giant thing that's basically on top of me.
Gorilla.
I am going to cast Banishment on it.
Nice.
Oh, how the turns tabled.
Let's go.
So I need a charisma save.
What kind of riz this thing's got?
I'd say it's probably not great.
Probably negative.
Got a 15 total.
It needed a 17.
Okay, so he pops out. And what happens to him? He goes to a...
As the ink is kind of like running off me when Guy saved me, I'm just going to get up. I am not dealing with you for now. And I'm going to open a portal. He goes to a different plane of existence.
Yeah.
If the target is native to the plane of existence, I banish it to...
To that place.
While there, the target is incapacitated and remains there. Oh, so if it has a native different plane of existence, it just leaves this one and returns home.
Right.
Send them back to the hills.
But if it's native to the one we're on, then it's just gone for a minute, I think.
Yeah, which is 10 turns. If the spell ends before 1 minute has passed.
Yeah.
So if it ends, he comes back. If it doesn't, he does not return.
That's only if he's native to a different plane of existence.
Well, see, here's the thing. He's not native.
Didn't she, like, slam a stone into its head?
Oh, yeah, that's the stone mask.
Oh, it was a mask. Okay. Yeah.
He's kind of, yeah, it was a mask like Grond wore.
Gotcha.
He's on a very specific plane.
Cool.
He's in the hells. Next. Oh, is that the end of your turn, Chris? He gone.
Yeah, that's it.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find
so
your
no
dad.
Bonus action.
You know, I still have two more of those potions. I'm going to drink another because I'm hurting.
Yeah, do it. Take one, boy.
Yeah, so, but other than that, I'm done.
All right, go ahead and get that added in. And Blaze, it is your turn, Blaze.
That sucks, because I'm not close.
You could probably go diagonally and get to the dragon.
Diagonally.
If you want to go to the dragon.
That's actually not a bad move. That way I can keep my sword engaged.
Yeah, girl. So you can use that sword?
Yeah, I'm going to put that radiant sword right in the dragon back.
Okay, roll it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, roll it.
First one's an 18.
Okay, that is a miss.
Oh, my butt.
Ew.
That stinks. I'm trying to see if I have anything when I miss that I can do.
Just not. Just don't do it.
Just don't miss.
Don't miss, baby.
I can use a precision attack.
Yeah.
That burns one of my... I only got two left. So I'm going to do another regular attack. I'm just going to... try to well at this guy.
Okay, you still got two more.
That's a 17.
That's a miss.
Terrible ball.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Give us one more.
That's a natural one. Blaze is useless.
Do you have inspiration?
You have inspiration.
Do you have inspiration?
Now might be time to use that inspiration.
Okay.
You're about to kill somebody.
Fire away, inspiration.
Fire away, far away.
That's better. 22.
Hey.
Okay, cool. There you go.
There you go.
That's a hit.
Boy.
All right.
11.
11 slashing?
I was afraid of what was going to happen on that natural one.
11 plus my radiant?
Yeah, roll the radiant.
That natural one would have been real bad.
5 radiant total.
Oh, okay. It's actually a little more than that. That radiant slices through its black, inky flesh, and the dragon roars, very unhappy with the sensation of being sliced open by your radiant sword. Is that the end of your turn?
I can add to the damage of that. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Add to the total damage roll and to gain advantage on your next attack roll against a chosen creature within 5 foot. Feigning attack.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Doing so that? I'm gonna add a D10 of damage, and I'm going to have advantage on attacking the dragon next turn.
Okay. Give me that D10.
It's 5 more.
Hey, boy.
5 more demolish. Very nice.
Boy.
Brackle.
Me.
What would Brackle do in this situation?
Give up.
So, let's see where Brackle is. Let's see. Brackle is... He's kind of in the middle of everything, right?
He's kind of back up toward the top of the map there. Toward the other end.
In the middle of the arena, not the middle of
the
melee.
Brackle.
You have good sight of both of the current standing enemies.
Lola. So, let's see. Is she within range?
Of your bow? Yeah.
Okay. So, I want to cast as a bonus action Lightning Arrow.
Lightning Arrow. You cast it.
Hey, boy.
Yep.
And?
And so, the next time I make a ranged weapon attack, then lightning happens.
Lightning happens.
It'll do extra 48 on a hit or half as much on a miss.
Cool.
Okay.
Killer.
So, I want to make an attack roll with my Longbow of Vigilance.
Vigilance.
I can't say words.
Mm-hmm.
Vigilance.
So that's a 25.
Tell me that's a hit.
That's a hit.
25.
Is that a hit?
That's a hit. Yeah, that's a hit. Yeah, that is a hit. Yes.
Killer.
It's a hit.
Okay. So I've got 4d8 lightning damage.
Roll it.
Yeah, boy.
My goodness. Well, that offsets a little. But I got an 8, an 8, a 7, and a 1.
Oh, baby.
So basically 3/8, which is 24 damage.
24 damage. That's pretty good, boy.
Also, any creature within 10 feet of the target has to take some stuff. There's nobody. So.
Nobody's there. You make another attack roll, don't you?
Do I?
Can't you make two attacks on your action?
I told you we needed you.
Pretty sure he does.
Attacks per action, 2.
In that case, I'm going to shoot her again.
Okay.
Might as well.
Shoot him.
Shoot him a little bit.
Nuke her.
Just a plus 11. Yeah.
15.
15 total?
Yeah.
That ain't going to do it, unfortunately.
Ah.
No, this is just a regular arrow, so it misses.
But a good arrow.
So, that's it. End of your turn?
That's it.
Brackle needs to make me a wisdom saving throw.
He would.
Brackle schmackle.
Come on, Brackle.
He failed.
What was it?
It's a 7.
Okay. So it is a failure, but it's not a catastrophic failure. Brackle feels the darkness like creeping back up toward his neck, and basically it's hindering you right now from acting, but you're having to focus all of your attention on maintaining control. And because of that, if there is an attack roll against you, it would have advantage right now.
I attack the darkness.
Attack the darkness.
The dragon goes. Let me just roll something real quick.
Roll it.
Since it's on the ground next to all you guys, it can't really go anywhere. Guy, Jimalil, Cervantes, now Blaze. It's going to just start swinging. The first claw is going to come at Blaze.
No.
Is it going to be like sugar and go down swinging?
It's a 22 to hit.
That's a miss.
Mm.
Okay, that's a hit on Blaze?
Yeah.
You take 14 slashing damage.
700 damage.
And 11 necrotic damage.
I'm still alive, kind of.
I'm sorry. Then it's going to swipe another claw at Savants.
Off the wall?
Don't do it.
He's also going to have disadvantage on you, Vance, because he's still in the thing of that light. So what's your armor class?
16.
That is a 15 to hit.
Miss.
So he misses you. And now he rolls to hit Jimalil Karth. Was flying above him with disadvantage, thankfully, because he rolled a nat 20.
Oh, no.
On one of them. What's your armor class, Jim?
13.
That is going to be a hit.
But I ain't.
No.
So, see, well, wow. Wow. He rolled
four.
Total, that is 11 damage.
Good.
And that's the end of his turn. Now she's going to go.
No. She's leaving. She's scared.
Yeah. Let her leave.
Paul, don't cheat.
She shifts forward.
You're breaking the rules.
Through the darkness. She holds up two blackened hands toward you.
Toward who?
Guy, Jim, and Cervantes.
Why do you keep doing that to Guy?
No, she's just going to cast another lightning bolt.
Just another.
But instead of casting it there, she's actually going to scooch over here instead.
I'm dead.
She's going to get Chris.
I'm dead.
Kellen, Meg. She's going to get the three of you. So I need dex saves from Chris, Kellen, and Meg.
I'm going to throw another counter spell her way.
Okay, this time I'm going to need a roll.
I'm going to cast it at 4th level.
It doesn't matter. I still need to roll.
Oh, you're mean.
What's a counter spell?
What do you need?
I need a DC 17.
Come on.
18.
Booyah.
Let's go.
You got her. She cast at 7th level.
Let's go.
Shakalaka.
And right as it's crackling, it disappears. And man, that ticks
nice.
Her off.
Oh, I'm dead for that one. I don't care.
It ticks her off so bad. Like, really, she's very unhappy about it. She's tempted to do something horrible to you.
Just do it.
Just awful, you know?
It would make sense.
Instead of just doing something awful to you, she is going to just... she's going to use this ability where... Well, it is going to be something awful to you. Instead of the thing I was thinking about, it, she's going to do this instead. She reaches a hand down toward you, little man, next to her. And the inky stuff around you, like, grows up as 6 cat-sized spiders made of this inky black stuff start crawling around all over your body.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, that's not cool.
Oh, dude. What?
Why? Why are you crazy?
Sick.
Dude?
And they're all going to make a bitey bite on you.
Okay. That's going to be great.
While they're doing that, Meg, it's going to be your turn.
Ew. Okay, so I'm going to...
Love queso.
Go over toward the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shoot a firebolt at it.
Okay.
Get her, Max.
At the dragon?
So I'm just going to run over and just, like, one hand, take some powder, you don't really know what, and kind of puts it into the sonic screwdriver or whatever and shoots it right at the dragon with the fireball.
At the dragon.
What's your armor class, Chris?
It's an 18.
Yeah, that is a hit.
Am I prone or would I be... When I got brought back to life, did that drop off me?
What? Your shield?
Because I was incapacitated and stunned.
You dropped to 0 hit points. Dropping to 0 hit points would have done it.
Okay, cool. Then I am going to cast shield. It's going to bump it to 23.
Okay, so the spiders are biting on the shield. What's your roll, Meg?
19.
19 to hit the dragon?
Yes.
That hits.
Cool.
Yeah, boy.
That's 3d10.
All right, roll me 3d10s.
It's 12.
12 damage of fire to the dragon. Firing a fiery bolt at him again. All right. So then you return.
And then can I do that reaction or that bonus action again and shine the light? I'll do it toward him.
Okay.
He retreats.
He doesn't like it. I mean, he's not enjoying it. Definitely. It's making him uncomfortable. And it's Guy's turn. Guy is going to turn his sights on the witch woman at the other side of the room.
Do it, Guy. Do it.
He is going to cast a guiding bolt.
That sounds good.
Well, that's a miss. For sure. A 10. So it goes firing off into the nothing. I think that's about all he's going to be able to do this turn.
Guy.
No, I'm going to use luck. He's going to use his lucky and roll it again. There we go. It was a 9 plus 7 is a 16. And that, I believe, is going to hit her.
There we go.
Wow, look at that.
Killer with light.
Yeah.
66 radiant damage.
Hey.
Aw, yeah.
28
radiant damage. Are you kidding me right now?
375.
That's what I saw. 28.
So this radiant bolt comes firing out from Guy's wand. He like stumbles at first and almost misses, but then he like tucks and rolls and just does a little flick with it. And the bolt goes flying out toward her. And it crashes into her chest. And when it does, she lets out a probably the first truly painful scream that you've heard come out of this thing as this radiant bolt burns into her chest, and it literally burns a hole through her. She stumbles down onto her knees. And when she does, two horns grow out from the front of her head and curl back.
No, don't.
As she is screaming, and then she like falls down on her hands and then looks up, and there's a swirling symbol of the Forsaken on her forehead. And she rears back screaming as this light is burning her away, and she screams, "The Forsaken will smother the light!" And as her body breaks down, it caves in on itself. And then a pulse of power goes out from her. You all feel it hit you, but it just...
I'm scared.
Waves over you, and then it's gone.
Why?
And the dragon...
Yep.
...lifts off flying, heading toward the hole under the back.
I attack him.
Everyone can take an opportunity to attack one of the dragon that wants to.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Brackle does with his bow.
Well, everyone who's next to it, not just everybody in the room. The people who, it's fleeing away from them, so you take an attack of opportunity. Right, attack of opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Am I near the dragon?
Jim's actually near him, so he could swap him, right? Is he still in dim light?
Yeah. So that means Guy, Jim, Vance, and Blaze can all take an attack on him.
Well, Jim rolled with advantage, and he rolled a 17 plus. Did we say we were just using the magic stuff?
What do you mean?
The spell attack?
Yes, yeah, just a spell attack modifier.
So that's a 26.
Okay, that is a hit. So just give me your damage and everything if you hit him. Armor class 19.
I did 10 damage plus 7 radiant damage.
Okay.
So I did 17 damage.
I hit him.
Okay.
12 total with the Hellborn Phoenix blade. Plus, I'd like to use a... third level
Divine Smite.
What's it called? Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, what is it, 2d8 plus one more d8 for each spell slot above. first.
Mm-hmm.
So 48.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
19.
Okay, so as it tries to fly away from you all, and you all just, like, lunge toward it, stabbing it and slashing it across it, it comes apart. And you all literally just dogpile and murder this thing.
Get wrecked, son!
The darkness in the room recedes, ekes into the floor. There are a lot of bodies around you all, including a couple members of the Elder Conclave and the Governess Marlene. The doorway back here was blown apart earlier. You can hear people, voices back way behind you on the other end of the room, people yelling and trying to climb out and pull things out and crawl out, stuff like that. This is all happening right now.
Blaze is going to go to Marlene and see if there's any life left in her.
As soon as Meg, like the enemy is gone,
mm-hmm.
Meg's going to run up to Guy, put a hand on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
A plus.
Oh, wow.
And then she's just going to kind of rub his hair and run toward Halifel.
What's everybody else doing in this moment?
Good job, Guy. I was coming to help you, but you handled things yourself. Finishing off that woman was pretty impressive.
So, question.
Yes, Alan.
Is there anybody who is lying there in bad shape, dying but not dead yet?
Wow.
Do it, Alan.
Like, you know, Brackle's like
give
really good
shadow.
At healing, you know?
Yeah.
Give him the shadow.
Do you not
Wait
realize what
Are
he
you
just
asking
said?
Me if there's like someone like on the verge of death?
Yeah.
That you could maybe dump this on?
Yeah.
Please.
There are numerous civilians crying out in the rubble back there.
Oh,
who have
my
been
God.
Partially
yes.
crushed by rubble.
Oh, no.
And things like that. You are struggling right now. You are not in full control. You're controlling yourself, but you're like stumbling around. You're like hurting, and this thing is like fighting to get back into control. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go look?
Yes.
Roll me a perception check.
22.
Yeah.
You are stumbling back, Brackle, looking around, and you can hear the evil cackling in the back of your mind. And you see one of those soldiers that came in here that attacked you all, that was slung aside by the dragons.
Do it.
He is, broken up. He's dying. He is, you can see his chest rising and falling. He's like just laying across rubble over there. His eyes are still rolled back in his head, but you can see like this fog coming out of his ears and nose like a smoke.
So what do I need to do? Like, what's the process for shadowing him?
One thing real quick, Brackle. As you approach him, stumbling up toward him, you recognize him.
Oh!
It is the guy, the warrior, who you met the first day you came into Vent Haven. The one that you spoke to outside earlier when you guys were coming through the fog and realized everybody was being taken over. One of those guys. His name is Sivrin.
Sivrin, are you with me? Are you here? Are you alive?
Oh, where am I? I can't see. I can't see. Darkness is upon us.
You have passed beyond my ability to help, but I do have a burden. So do I know, like, if this will have eternal ramifications?
You do not. You just know that...
it will.
We're about to be in another battle.
It will probably turn him into a shadow. You don't know if that's, like, a soul thing or a body thing.
Well, whenever I was in it, like, I still had my, like, faculties, right? I was fighting it.
Yeah, but you would have eventually lost that.
Right.
You don't know what will happen then.
Listen, a lot of this happened because of me. You saw what I was. You may have seen that I was fighting this death. It's squarely at my feet because I didn't
know. He coughs blood. It flicks onto your cheeks. The darkness licks up toward it.
I ask, would you freely take this burden, soldier?
I don't understand. Am I dying?
You are dying, sir. I'm sorry. And it's my fault.
Give me a persuasion check.
This is bad.
Oh my gosh.
And due to his current state, I'm going to give you advantage.
Oh, nice.
Nat 20.
Oh, this is so
20.
Evil.
Nat 20.
14.
Well, 14 is higher than his roll.
This is bad.
I go to my goddess, if I, with my dying breath, can do anything to help, then I will do as I can.
Forgive me. And if in the afterlife you must curse any name, curse the name of Brackle.
You have a, I think it was a stone, and you take it and place it on his forehead, and you say the incantation. And when you do, the black, inky power that is still raging inside of you pours out of your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. And it runs up your arm like power focusing in the palm of your hand on the stone where the stone rests on his head. And you hear a come out of Sivrin as the stone sinks into his forehead. And then all at once, his body opens up like a great widening maw made of pure shadow.
We all gonna die.
I try to quickly stab him to death.
I just save Brackle just for him to destroy us all.
Does anybody see that happening?
I'm going to Halifel somehow.
I hope I do.
I am watching, but I don't care.
I would have spoken to Guy for a second, but then I would be walking around seeing if anybody needed healed.
All at once there is this commotion. You can all see it, and this big black thing just bursts out of this thing.
Blaze takes glowing sword that direction.
Okay.
I attack the darkness.
Chris probably would misty step towards
it. You guys can pretty quickly get to it. And Brackle, you're attacking it, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it before it could even turn, if possible. Like, I had my sword out as I was
for
going.
Sure. Yeah, so what I'm going to give is, like, basically like a reaction. So you can all attack it as a reaction. Anybody that wants to. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
And the truth is, this thing is weakened. It was on the verge of death inside of Brackle. You know what I'm saying? It was connected to him. And now it has been transferred into something that is on the verge of death. And so, especially with Brackle stabbing into it, if Blaze, if you bring your radiant sword down on it, it dies with a whimper. It sort of fizzles and sinks and sulks and whimpering, bubbling, and dies. And when it does, there is nothing left there but broken armor and bones.
Oh my.
I did not expect one of those creatures to fall so easily. What has happened here, Brackle?
I fear in losing my shadow, I may have taken an even deeper darkness to my soul. He stalks off.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up, man.
Next time I see Braxton Tarek, I'm going to flay that piece of filth.
A piece of rock floats up out of the busted doorway, and you see a nice haircut stick up through it, and Halifel. Margaret! Margaret!
I just figured I was already over there, too.
Yeah, I figured you were trying to move things out, but like all it's been blocked, and
I
now
just come over
and
just hug him.
Okay, you kind of like halfway hanging through. Margaret, you're alive. What happened? The dragon, everything, is are you all right?
I think for now we are okay. But there's...
I am not okay.
And Brackle's not okay.
And he, like, points to, like, the holes in his chest.
There are some casualties.
Come, quick as you can. I'm afraid it's not quite over yet. There's something... Something's wrong. Something seems to be wrong with... The lantern?
The lantern of Prevalian?
Come, quickly!
Lead me there now.
I run out with Halifel.
You all go out?
To go to the lantern.
Yeah. We out here.
Just add some more to it, Paul.
You climb out, strangely. Once you get through the busted rubble at the doors of the ballroom, the atrium here looks clean and prim as always. But there is an air of tightness. Now, those of you who came running from inside, from the sea, as you come to the doors of this amazing building, the fog that covered outside of the bead is gone. You can see clearly all the way up to the stars above you. In fact, it is a clear night. The moon shines bright overhead, and you can see for miles, it would seem, those with the clearest eyes. But as you step out, there is a commotion of people whispering, talking, leaning, wondering. Some are pointing. From the steps of the Elder Conclave, you can see across parts of the valley of Venthaven. People are coming out from their houses, no longer afraid of the fog. You see people hugging, people crying, and then people pointing. Look. And as you look toward the south, you see it. a giant, towering wave. A tsunami rolling toward Venthaven like a mountain of sea. The arcane bead flickers overhead. You hear the rumbling of buildings shifting all around you. The lights dim in the street lamps. Blaze, Jimalu, as you look toward this mountain of ocean climbing from the south, you see at its peak something wrong. A horrible beast lined with black light that makes its ever-twisted shape all the clearer. And in your chest, you know it's him, the Black Fire.
Oh my gosh.
Cries rise up all from across the city as the frightened masses of Venthaven exit their homes and their shelters, pointing, and bells, low ringing bells, echo across the city again and again as the roar of the mountainous wave grows ever closer. The light of the lanterns flick across the cityscape. The dark presses in from every side as you all look on, and the arcane bead flutters. It falters, and it begins to slowly burn away in the night.
We're all gonna die.
Wind blows stark and fast over the valley of Venthaven, sudden and strong, and it carries a fetid stench. The shadow of death. Jimalil.
Yeah.
You look on in horror. Blaze, you step up beside him. Suddenly a kinship between the two of you. A brotherhood. And each of you feel a hand rest on your shoulders. Without turning, you feel her presence behind you.
My champion. You hold within you now the power of a god. Brother, you hold the power of my dear sister. You are the only ones who can save our people. Go. Now.
And you both know exactly what you need to do.
Oh my gosh.
We go. Now. I give him a look, and I'm like, put my sword on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Crouch real low, mm-hmm. and I'm going to Superman-style jump into the sky. Golden energy, a burst of power, like, flies out behind him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a Dragon Ball Z kind of aura, like, just radiating off of him as he flies up.
Jim uses his wings, and he soars.
Okay, you're both like soaring up toward the bead. You get up there. What do you do?
I want to go to the catalyst point.
Like the center peak?
And I want to look Jim in the eye and say, by the power of the goddesses, we will do this together. I'm like, grab his hand.
And I grab his hand back.
Your sword glows with a bright, radiant blue light, and it just pierces the night.
I'm going to take that and hold it up between us.
Do you stick it up through the center point of the bead?
Yep.
Jim, orange light glows in your eyes and from the center of your chest, and you feel a warm orange fire growing from your fingertips.
Oh, my.
What do you do with it?
Yeah, I fly towards a spot that looks broken and I plug it.
The orange flame from your hand burns clear and bright up your arms, into your palm, out your fingertips, and as you place it on the disintegrating, the faltering surface of the arcane bead, Blaze thrusts his greatsword up through the center peak of the bead, locking it in place, turning like a key. And the flame spreads quickly with a flash like a wildfire all down the bead, alighting the entire city of Prevalian with the blue, clear light of arcane power and the burning orange flame of Atonia. It spreads over the bead, clear like an autumn sunset. And as the light spreads to the farthest reaches of the city, a blast of pure arcane power from your sword, Blaze, seals it.
Yes.
Searing it to the earth, to the stone below, to the air, and the sky above. And just as the flame dissipates. You all look up. And then the sea falls. What if I just killed Brackle? You know.
What if?
Wouldn't that end Manumi? Because doesn't he have a message to give?
A message to give.
What message does he have to give?
It's tattooed on his butt.
He was supposed to tell the people at Venthaven to get ready for the solstice or whatever.
I think he already did that.
I think he told them.
Yeah, but he hasn't done all the stuff that they told him to do after.
You're right. I just yeeted a dice out of my dice tray. Let's see. What's he gonna do?
Can I call Mogurt?
So you can speak
freely. So he pulls out his Yu-Gi-Oh cards and says, "Okay, Shadow Thing, it's time to
duel.
Pot of Greed." Okay. So
I play Pot of Greed. Allows me to draw 3 cards from my deck.
That's not how that works.
I play Pot of Greed.
That's what it do, Yugi.
There are no strings on me.
Kellen, Kellen's running away. Kellen, put your guy back. Put him back.
You just see the little...
He's just paced out of there. He's just like, nope.
Back it out there.
Okay. I just need to check one more thing real quick.
Oh
before
my
we move
gosh,
on.
Paul. Stop.
Yeah, hit me with something else, Paul.
Hit him with make your sure. best.
Let me just that, check that one more best. Thing.
Let me just check just, one more
just
thing.
Just give me 3 death saving like
just
fails.
One more quick thing. That's
just
the end.
Remove Chris from the podcast.
What happens is the big Hulk jumps on top of the dragon. And the woman jumps on top of the big Hulk. And together, they form the Crooked Father. Then, the world disintegrates.
Then in comes the Shade.
Yes.
The folding chair.
Oh my gosh. That
watch
is so
out, watch out, watch out, watch out,
watch out, watch out.
That went so bad, so fast.
No, not again.
He's about to die. Here we go.
He gets magic missile.
He runs forward. And the big guy steps on him.
And now...
Literally his guts just explode everywhere.
He just dies. He doesn't even like take damage. He just literally just dies.
Actually, Wish is a cantrip.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dang. You're right. Oh, and I taught him that. Dang. Oh,
yeah. Boy.
No, Firebolt.
How did that happen?
Oprah Winfrey shows up and says, "You get a spell
slot. You get a spell slot.
Your eyes are glowing." Nope.
Is it beautiful bean footage?
Beautiful bean footage. Bean footage. All right.
Wow.
So,
since it's
on the ground next to all you guys, it can't really go anywhere. Guy, Jim, and Cervantes.
Why do you keep doing that to Guy?
And she casts.
Everybody knows Guy has to die.
Well,
it was faded from the foundation of the world.
Dumb ways to die.
Or the foundation of Monomi, at least.
To be fair, you guys had it down to like 35 hit points, so you'd done some work. It was really up there. Chris saved you all,
yeah,
by removing a monster
absolutely
with equal hit points to the dragon.
We had no chance,
completely from the thing.
And what's great is Chris never got hit, so that thing's just chilling there. And we'll
right now,
stay
yeah,
there.
I know he's going to be staying there for now.
Spell.
Yeah, that counter spell.
Both
y'all's counter spells.
I did it twice. Yeah. I never learned.
If Jim would have disappeared,
that would have been bad. Duh.
You recognize him.
Oh,
it's your dad.
It's your cousin. It's your
my cousin.
Just kidding.
It's your cousin.
He went out for milk those years ago.
Oh my!
What do you do with it?
I break into song.
Sing.
When I look at you,
Alan,
I see the story
Alan.
In your eyes.
What do you do?
What do you do, Alan?
The night begins to shine. Oh, my gosh. What do you do, Alan? Tell me. There are a lot of bodies around you all, including a couple members of the Elder Conclave and the Governess Marlene.
We loot them?